Amen to that, and I'm glad one day we're going to begin eternity. Eternity has a beginning, but it has no end. Well, that's a blessing to know that heaven's shore, we're going to be there, not temporarily, but forever. Boy, what a blessing. I'm talking about to live in heaven forever. And when I was a boy, Mama used to move around quite a bit. Well, if Mama moved, the rest of us moved. That's where, that's just where it went. We lived in a lot of little places, a lot of different areas in the city. But one day, hallelujah, praise God, we're going to be in glory forever. And what a blessing. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 4, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4. If you don't have your Bibles, shame on you. You ought to bring your Bible with you. Amen. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible said, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.' Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, 'If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.' And Jesus said unto him, 'It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.' And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, 'All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.' Then said Jesus unto him, 'Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.' Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him." Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, so much for the good day. Thank you for blessing. Thank you for the good Sunday school hour. And God, we thank you for the good singing that our choir has done and the special from Brother Shane. Oh, how, God, these songs thrill our hearts to sing about heaven and to know one day heaven is going to become a reality for all of us. And we're excited about that. Now, God, I pray if there's one here in our midst that doesn't know Christ from the free pardon of sin, oh, God, I do plead and beg that you'd save that soul today. I pray, God, that you'd birth them into the family of God. Lord, may they leave rejoicing, knowing that their name has been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life forever. Strengthen your children. May your name be honored and glorified. And God, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for all that you do. For we pray and ask it in Jesus' precious name. And amen. Here we have the Lord being attacked by the devil. And if the devil attacks or tempts the Lord, who do we think we are to think that we will not be attacked by him or tempted by him? And I want to just simply bring you a message on that thought, being tempted by the devil. Now, the devil will tempt all of us. There's not a one of us in this building that is any greater than our Lord Jesus Christ. There's not a one of us in this building that can say, "I can pray better, I can do better, I can whatever better than..." Hey, not a one of us can say that. I mean, listen, the devil, if he attacked the Lord Jesus Christ, who is perfect in every area, I'm talking about perfect and without sin whatsoever. And if the devil is bold enough to attack him, where do we think we stand on in the scheme of things. The devil, listen, he don't mind attacking us. In fact, the devil, he had all of us before we got saved. He had us down in his grip. He had us where he wanted us. And we were doing his bidding, his business, his desires. We were following him all the way, blindly, straight to hell. But one day God reached down and saved us and birthed us into the family of God. And I want to tell you something, that caused a big ruffle in the devil's feathers. He didn't like it that God saved us. He didn't like it that God birthed us in his family. He didn't like it that we now do not have to go to hell whatsoever. And so do you think he's going to tuck tail and run? No. He's going to tempt us. Just like he did the Lord Jesus Christ. But we find in this chapter that the Lord really wants to show us several things. He reminds us, number one, that we're under God's care and we ought not be intimidated by the devil. How many of you ever been intimidated, not necessarily just by the devil, but by anyone? I have. Man, I can go somewhere and hear certain preachers preach and I'll say, man, why can't I preach like that? And once in a while, on a few occasions, I've been invited to preach with some of these good preachers that can preach like that. And boy, I feel so, I think, man, I don't have nothing compared to him. But that's not so. So if you're saved and called of God, you got the same God and the same calling as any other preacher. But seems like sometimes we get intimidated in certain areas by other people. And what we need to realize tonight or this morning, the devil is trying to make us feel bad and look bad and make us think, boy, we just can't stand up or we can't hold a candle to him. Now, may I remind you on the onset this morning that God gave us this great and wonderful promise. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So God in us is greater than the devil. But yet we're living in a day where it seems like, boy, we're letting him have the free run in our life and we're allowing him to really show himself and we're just kind of crouching down and just like a beat dog. I mean, have you ever seen dogs that's just been mistreated and boy, you get around, you just raise your hand, they just cow down. Well, that's the way the devil's got a bunch of us. He just raises his hand, we cow down. But what God wants us to realize is that we don't have to be intimidated by the devil. Hey, not only that, God emphasizes that our existence is not just merely physical. And the Lord said, man shall not live by bread alone. So we need something outside bread. We need the word of God. And God said, but by every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. That's how we live. Isn't it amazing? He said, not by bread alone. And there's all kind of breads. Some good, some bad. And I don't have time to go through all that. I could, but I'm glad God said, hey, some bread's good, some not, but he said, but by every word. Son, from Genesis to Revelation, every word in this book will keep us healthy spiritually and help us to withstand the attacks of the devil. And then the Lord wants us to see that God wants us to be victorious over the devil whenever he does come our way. And it's not a matter of if, it's just simply a matter of when he comes our way. I've seen a lot of good Christians fall. And when I first started preaching, Brother Derek, I'd see a man of God fall and I'd say, well, he just didn't have what it takes anyhow. But oh, I've apologized to God 1,000-fold over forever even thinking such a thing. Who am I to think that I am greater than the devil? None of us are any greater than the devil as far as withstanding his attacks and his onslaught from hell. But when he does throw attacks our way, we got somebody to help us. We got the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the devil attacked the Lord physically. After he was led up in the wilderness and tempted by the devil, listen to what the Bible said. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread." See, the devil knew just exactly where to attack the Lord. He was hungry. And so the devil said, I got you. I'll just make this, you'll just have some bread and you'll bow down and worship me. But isn't it a blessing that the Lord was able to overcome? And the Lord wants you and I to overcome the devil as well. And you say, "The devil don't attack me physically." Well, I beg the difference. I believe he does attack us physically. Listen to what Romans says in Romans chapter number 6. Let me give you a couple of verses here that deals with this matter. In Romans chapter 6, verse number 12 and verse number 13, God said, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." And you know, you ain't got but one body on this side of glory. And we better take care of the one we got as best we can. Now, this is all we're going to get till we get to glory. Now, thank God one day we're going to receive a new body in heaven. And boy, that's going to be a blessing. I joke with Brother Roger about turning 40 and it's going to be all downhill from here. And it will. And Brother David reminded me of what my dad has said many times, growing old's not for sissies. And I'm telling you, the devil, if we're not careful, and I'm not talking about a matter of growing old, but I'm just saying the devil knows how to attack us physically. And God said, "Don't let sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies." So the devil will attack us physically. He said that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And boy, we could get on the scale from A to Z and talk about all kind of physical, literal physical temptations of the devil and how he'll attack us. But he said in verse 13, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Now, you know the Lord wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Him. God's not interested in a dead sacrifice. God's not interested so much in you and I mouthing with our mouth words that just fall on deaf ears. God wants to see some action. God said to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Well, preacher, I'll serve God. Boy, bless God, I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to get out there and do God's bidding. I'm going to really be sold out to God. I'm going to be a soul winner. I'm going to be a Sunday school teacher. I'll do whatever. I'll go wherever God says for me to go. And boy, that sounds good. But watch them when they say that. See if we really mean business. Now, if they are 1 year from the day doing what they said they was going to do, praise God. But I found out a lot of times we'll say what we're going to do, and then we're very bad on not following through on the promise. You know what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes? He said, "It's better that we not make a vow than to make one and not pay it." God, my dear friend, is not somebody that we can play footsie with under the table. And if we're going to do something for God, and if we come to this altar and say, "God, I present my body a living sacrifice," you mark it down. The devil's going to try to stop you. The devil will try to hinder you. He'll try to keep you from doing what you promised God. But God, my dear friend, will give you strength to do what you said you'd do. He did. Bible said in Romans 13, 14, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. But he said, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision of the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Now, our bodies belong to God. They don't belong to the world. They don't belong to Hollywood. They don't belong to anybody but God. And we better take care of it. and use it the way God intended for us to use it. Now, I know I've joked down through the years about doing little exercise and all that, but Paul plainly stated bodily exercise profiteth little. And I think what he's really saying is not so much don't take care of yourself, but in spite of you and I doing all that we can do, doing 100 sit-ups a night, walking 10 miles a day, taking all the vitamins we can possibly take that we think's good for us, in spite of all of that, guess what's going to happen? You're going to die one day. But I think what Paul was saying, now we all take care of our body, but compared to what we're going to have in heaven, it's going to just dim in comparison. Well, one day in heaven, you think about having a body that won't ache, a body with no pain. I'm talking about a perfect body. I'm talking about perfect vision. I'm about perfect hearing. Perfect everything. We'll be in His likeness. See, where the problem is, it won't be when we get there. Our problem is right now. And the devil, boy, he'll do everything he can to tempt us. He works through our physical bodies, causes us to go after things we ought not go after, want things that we shouldn't want. But God is wanting us to yield our bodies as a living sacrifice, and if we'll do this, my dear friend, this will protect us from the exploitation of Satan. Now, he won't stop. Son, if he finds out he can't get to you good enough and long enough, he'll say, boy, I'll leave him alone, go somewhere else. And he may wait until he finds us in a position that our Lord was in. Now here, our Lord is perfect and sinless, and I emphasize that. And even in his weakest hour, he could not have sinned because he's God. But that's when the devil hit him. He figured, I can get him at his weakest moment. My friend, the devil's watching you and I like a hawk. He's trying to catch us at our weakest moment. You say, preacher, I don't have any weak moments. Oh, yes, you do. You just wait and hold on long enough, you'll find out you got one. Why is it sometimes at night my wife and daughters sleeping? I've had 3 good meals and all kind of in-between snacks that day. Why is it I want to go in there and find the Oreo cookies in the milk? I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. In fact, I probably have been on the verge of being a glutton that day. But that old flesh says, boy, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Hey, why do you think they make commercials like they do on TV? They do that to entice. You don't want it. You have no desire. But you see an advertisement, boy, I got to go get me something to eat. You ladies go to the grocery store. Some grocery stores, I don't know if all of them do, but some of them, they'll play just a background music. You hardly know what's there. And my wife, I believe she told me she read an article here several years ago, something about when you go to the grocery store, don't go when you're hungry. Because, son, you'll buy everything off the shelf. So that's just what I'm trying to tell you is it's just the flesh. The devil. But not only will the devil attack us through our flesh, the devil certainly will attack our emotional beings. He did the Lord there back in Matthew chapter number 4, verse 5 through 7. The Bible said, the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, and lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now what the Lord's saying, I'm going to attack your emotional being. Has the devil ever worked in your mind? Do you know that is a big battleground for the devil is your mind or your emotions? How many times have you ever sent in a message, sat in a Sunday school class, maybe heard a good song by the choir, and we started out by listening, and all of a sudden we have to shake our head and say, man, I miss that. Who you think caused you to miss that? The devil. And what the devil's trying to make us think is that we need him more than we need God. But I'm here to tell you, we don't need the devil working in our mind. My grandma used to have an old saying. She'd say, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And it is. That's why it's important that Jesus said, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we need to be constant in this word. Because the only thing that you've got to fight against the devil with is the word of God. Now, before I got saved, I was bad to listen to rock and roll. And I can today, after 39 years of being a Christian, I can hear one of those songs, just the music played. No words or nothing, but I can recall just about every word in that song. Now, what do you think? Is that because I got a photographic memory? No, it's because the devil's working up there. The devil's wanting me to recall those words. The devil's wanting me. That's why it's important as a Christian, you better leave that rock and roll alone. That's why it's important you better leave that Christian, country Western music alone. You better leave them oldies but goodies alone. God said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. Son, if you and I entertain the old, and if we entertain what used to be, and if we allow it to come into whether we want it to or not, hey, listen, if it comes in, if we are not have our mind controlled by God, we'll fall prey to the devil working on our emotions, our minds. And that's where the devil wants to work. But I'm glad Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hey, look over in Philippians chapter 4. I believe that's where it is. I've read you this verse many times before, but I think we ought to read it again. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Paul said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now the old devil tempted the Lord and said, hey, I'll take you up here on this pinnacle. You just jump off. You know, we can get angels. We can have them take care of you. That didn't bother the Lord. Isn't it amazing how the devil will tempt us and work on us? And the devil's trying to get God to do something that God or the Lord already knew God to do for him. And then, as the devil attacks our emotional beings, we better watch ourselves and guard ourselves to the point to where we know that God's in control of our lives. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. I'll get over there in a minute. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 3 through 6. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now I'm telling you, if God were to allow to be plastered like a video on the walls of this sanctuary, thoughts that have run through our mind in the last 24 hours, I believe a lot of us would be a shock. Boy, we'd be shocked. The devil knows how to work in the mind. So we better be careful. And so let's not mishandle the Word of God, but let's handle it rightfully. And when God wants to work in our heart in a good way, and we'll work in a good way if we'll just let Him. But not only does He attack our physical and our emotional being, but the devil certainly attacks our spiritual being. Now, like I told you a moment ago, the devil, when you got saved, he didn't just dust his hands off and say, well, I've lost another, now go on to the next. Mm-mm. He'll do everything he can to keep you and I from being spiritual. He will. How many occasions has there been in our life when maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart specifically about witnessing to somebody, and we just didn't do it? Now, why did you not witness to that person? Why did I not witness to that? Is it because we didn't know? Is it because we didn't have time? Is it because we've got another appointment somewhere else? No, it's the devil. And you know what Ezekiel warned the Old Testament prophet? Said if we fail to warn the wicked in their wicked way and they die in their sins, their blood will be on our hands. The greatest job and the greatest call and the greatest command that God has left us with down here on planet Earth is to be a soul winner for the Lord Jesus Christ. To be a witness. Tell people about Jesus everywhere we go. I fail in so many areas in that area. All of us do. Hey, oh yeah, Maple Grove supports 70-something missionaries. That's a blessing. But what are we doing? Good for that missionary. Praise God he's on the field. But what about us? What are we doing? When's the last time we give out a gospel tract? When's the last time we talk to somebody about Jesus? When's the last time we've been anything for God? You say the devil don't attack you spiritually? Why, he does. And boy, if he can keep you from growing, and as we preached last week, Peter said, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil would love to stunt your growth this morning. He would. He'd love for you and I to be the runt. I believe God wants us to be bigger than that. So the devil, he attacked the Lord spiritually. We see this in verse number 8 through 11. And again, the devil take him up to a city high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Boy, that devil's brazen, isn't he? I'm talking about, he's talking to the very Son of God saying, worship me and I give you all this. What the devil knew and was trying to fool the Lord on was the devil already knew that God made all that. He knew that every grain of sand on planet Earth belonged to him anyhow. He knows that every drop of water and every ocean, every sea, every river, every stream, he knows that God owns all that anyhow. He knows that every nugget of gold that's not yet been uncovered, every diamond that's still under the earth, every precious mineral that has not and will not ever be discovered, all of it belongs to God. And all the kingdoms, they all belong to God. But see, the devil was doing his best to get the Lord to commit spiritual suicide, so to speak, and just fall down and worship Him. But I like what the Lord said. Then said Jesus in verse 10 unto him, get thee hence, Satan. Get out of here. Leave me alone. I got better things to do than mess with you. And Christians, this morning, you got better things to do than mess with the devil. You got a God that loves you, wants you to serve him. You got a God in heaven that sent his son Jesus to die for you. So that you can be a new creature in Christ and bring glory and honor to his precious name. Christians, let's just give that old devil a big kick in the rear this morning, spiritually speaking, and just tell him to leave us alone. Because we got better things to do than mess with him. If he'll take the Lord aside and tempt him, you better mark it down. He'll do his best to tempt you. And I promise you, before these little old kids get back for choir practice this afternoon, and before we get back for regular appointed worship service, the devil will attack and attempt to cause you and I to fall some way today. He'll do it. You'll be rushing to your favorite restaurant in a few minutes. Somebody behind or in front of you will be slow, and you'll say, "Get out of here, honk, honk, honk. I got to get up there and get in line." Now, would Jesus do that? Not at all. I'm just saying, the devil knows how to work. Get your food. That's not cooked the way I like it. Y'all just thank God you got food. Well, the devil, he attempts. He tries us. But the greatest battle that the devil will ever win this morning is that of keeping you from getting saved and born again. Now, friend, that's the first battle that you better have victory over. And once you get saved, it's not over. He'll leave you for a little while, maybe an hour or two, and then he'll be constantly right back on you. But you remember the words of our Lord. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much, God, for loving us. And Lord, we realize this morning that this message is not necessarily a shouting message. But God, we must be reminded that if the devil is so brazen and so callous that he would attack the very Son of God, Lord, we know that he will attack us. God, we know that many times the devil will allow the very demons that are under his control to keep us down without him ever having to face us personally. And God, one thing I thank you about the devil this morning is this, that he can't be everywhere at one time. He can only be at one place at one time. But God, I'm glad you can be everywhere. I'm glad, God, you can work in every heart. You can work in every church all across this big world of ours that's preaching the truths this morning. May the Spirit of God have his way in our hearts as we have this invitation. God, may your will be done in our lives, and we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for what you do, for we pray and ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Brother Shane, you come, please. Our musicians are come. We'll have a stanza of an invitation. And if God's spoken to your heart, you just step out. Let God have his way in your heart this morning. Don't leave. Don't go away. Just let God. We're not in a hurry to go anywhere. You just let God this morning. Amen. What number, brother?